Do you think the big thing that we have just changed our attention spans are given more appropriately to a football kind of format?
Well, and I think even more so than that, because add to the fact, not only do you have the big event part of football, but I think once you get to, say, a World Series, there's really almost, it's a regional sport in many ways. Now, you can, I think it verifies by the numbers. I mean, you know, outside of, say, St. Louis and Detroit, the interest in baseball in the World Series isn't in comparison to, say, football once you get into the playoffs. Because, again, I think there's so many things that factor in. I mean, one, I think there's so much more interest thanks to fantasy football that really keeps the public even more educated as far as the players of the game. But then, of course, the big event then carries through for each of the playoff games to a point where it's a big crescendo at the Super Bowl. And then it even carries through in the off season where baseball used to dominate in the hot stove league. It's still very vital, but it's not as big as, say, the NFL for the hot stove league after their season because of free agency and everybody worried about what their individual teams are going to go. I just think in many ways football continues to explode as far as its interest, and it hasn't reached a peak yet.
That's my next question, which is football just continues to grow. What are the key things? Do you think perhaps, this is my perception, John, from watching it over the years, is there was such a cultural anonymity with regard to the guys in the trenches in football, and now you're beginning to take advantage of the free agency era so that what you see, for instance, with LeBron and the LeBron family, you know, they're trying to put faces in the same way from the NBA in the NFL, trying to make sure people see these people as real people, not just as warriors and gladiators on the field.
Sure, and I think also, too, I mean, fantasy football has really helped that. Now, again, I'm not a fantasy guy, but I think you have to take into the realities of now, you know, we're in baseball for the most part, you know, you care about your home team. Or in football now, you may be watching as many as five different games over the weekend because there's a care for, okay, how's my running back doing on this team? Or how's my wide receiver doing on this team? And so I think what it does do, and particularly, too, knowing that, you know, you've got more fans that have access to things where they can find more games and more things. I mean, how many, think about this, and again, maybe it's just there's so many baseball games. How many times do you think a fan is going to be sitting there switching and watching four baseball games in a night? Because there's one big day of football and, of course, a couple days where there's night games, you have more fans watching more games, and they're trying to gather more things, one, about their own team, and two, about some of the players they care about, either as far as interest or fantasy football.
One of the things that has also, I think, made it difficult for baseball to sustain itself, John, is what we talked about yesterday with Bob Costas, about the focus on history, the statistics, the numbers. When you would talk about a Babe Ruth or a Joe DiMaggio or a Sandy Koufax, there was always a sense of the lore. And today's culture doesn't pay attention to history. Here's Bob Costas from yesterday.
I mean, only based on what's happening right now, or the only thing that matters is what's happening right now. We live in a youth-oriented culture, and some of that is understandable, but we glorify youth to the point where anything that happened less than 5 minutes ago or more than 5 minutes ago is somehow viewed as irrelevant or old-fashioned or whatever. But where does the context come from if it doesn't come from some appreciation of what's preceded it and some perspective that comes with having seen something over the course of time as opposed to just being confronted with things for the first time?
Do you think the NFL, John Clayton, is doing a better job of reaching out to the young commercial, the young consumer of media?
Yeah, I think they are, because I think you can just see it in the commercials that are out there. I mean, you can't go more than, say, an hour without seeing some kind of a Peyton Manning commercial. And I think that, you know, they reach out a little bit more with their stars and have a little bit more clout to be on the air as much in commercials, to a point where, I mean, you're going to see Chad Johnson more so than you're going to see, you know, maybe Albert Pujols, or you're going to see a Tom Brady more than you are, you know, say, Glavin or some pitcher in baseball. You know, there just seems to be more of a star factor that's been able to sell. And I think, and also, too, knowing that if you look at the football commercials, you know, more so now you see more football players on the beer commercials, which, of course, you know, they're not going to have current players on the beer commercials, so they're going to go into the past more. So all of a sudden you see more of the past stars of football starting to reemerge in commercials. And so I think there's the marketing aspect outside of football that helps football more so than it does baseball.